in the course of game-winning goals throughout your career, were any of them as special as what you had on Saturday?
No, that one was pretty big. And Tom said it after the game. That was one of the biggest goals. He asked me if that was one of the biggest goals I scored, and I said that was pretty damn close, I think.
That point of overtime, 46 seconds in, were you going off? Or did you see the play developing and say, all right, I can't go off now?
Yeah, you kind of you think that. I think when you're out there, you only know you're going to get a couple shifts in overtime. So I think I got to make that first one worth it. And I seen Reed and George with the puck over in the far side. So I thought, you know, there's a good chance they're going to get it to me over here. So
you guys have been a puck pressure team, well, since you got here and long before you got here. Is it hard to kind of rein things back with the way you guys are killing penalties right now?
You know, not too bad. I think on the big ice, we kind of had to calm things down on the penalty kill there. But, you know, on a small NHL rink, I think we still got to keep our identity and be a puck pressure team.
You guys scored a bunch early this past weekend, early into periods, early into overtime. Just proves you got to be ready from the drop of the puck, right?
Yeah, I think we get the momentum. I think right at the start of the period with the goal, with Reed's goal, and then the one in overtime. I think it's good to score off the start and kind of get things going.
Your line has been good. Why have you been clicking, it seems anyway, more than you ever have?
You know what, I think we clicked last year, all year, and, you know, we just work good together. I think we each complement each other, and hopefully we can keep it going. I can't say enough about Reed and George, what they do with their, you know, I don't think I do anything but stand in front of the net and shoot the puck. So I think they do most of what we do, so.
Well, you're way too modest. You get beat up standing in front of the net a lot. Is it hard knowing, all right, I'm going to go stand in front of the net and get a stick to the back?
You know, not really. That's your job. That's where coach tells you to go, so I think you got to go there. But, you know, that the last four games before St. Cloud, they weren't too bad, and St. Cloud was the worst team for, you know, giving you a shot in the ribs or in the back of the legs where you don't want it. But I think, you know what, you got to go to those places to score goals and for it to win. So I think that's what I got to do.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Schultz.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.